Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden is going to Florida today for a briefing about recovery efforts from Hurricane Ian. Biden says that until November 28th, the federal government will cover 100% of the costs for debris removal and emergency protective measures. Biden is going to talk to people who survived the hurricane. Florida resident Johnny Lauder says he rescued his mother from rising flood waters in Naples after the hurricane passed. Lauder's mother uses a wheelchair and had not evacuated.
We got her out of the house through all the wreckage, and we started pushing her down the street. You know, the water for us was probably thigh, hip deep, but for her, in some areas, it was already up to her chest, so she was still submerged the whole ride.
The website poweroutage.us says more than 300,000 Florida customers still don't have power a week after the storm hit. Attorneys for former President Donald Trump are asking the Supreme Court to intervene in the dispute over documents seized from Mar-a-Lago. NPR's Ryan Lucas reports it's the latest maneuver in the high-stakes legal battle over some 11,000 documents recovered from Trump's Florida home.
Trump's attorneys are asking the Supreme Court to vacate a lower court ruling that limited the scope of a special master's review of materials the FBI seized from Mar-a-Lago. Last month, the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals excluded around 100 classified documents from the special master's review. Now, Trump is asking the Supreme Court to include those classified records in the special master's work. Trump's attorneys are not, however, requesting the Justice Department be prevented from using the classified materials in their ongoing criminal investigation. Trump's emergency application was filed to Justice Clarence Thomas, who oversees the 11th Circuit Court. He's given the Justice Department until Tuesday to respond. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
An American held in Iran for more than 6 years has been released to seek medical treatment in the United Arab Emirates. 85-year-old Bakr Namazi was detained after he flew to Iran to try to free his son, Siamak. An Iranian court convicted both of them for working for a hostile state. Stocks opened lower this morning as OPEC and its allies moved to sharply curtail oil production. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped about 330 points in early trading.
Leaders of OPEC and its allies meeting in Vienna today reportedly agreed to slash oil production by 2 million barrels a day. The cartel is trying to prop up oil prices in the face of slowing global economic growth. The average price of gasoline in the U.S. rose nearly 3 cents a gallon overnight. The nation's trade deficit narrowed in August by more than 4%. Imports and exports were both down during the month, but imports fell more. Job openings dropped sharply in August. That's a sign the hot U.S. job market may be cooling just a bit. The Labor Department is set to report on September's job gains on Friday. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News. In Kabul, Afghanistan, Taliban officials say an explosion hit a mosque that's used by officials from the Taliban security agency. At least 2 deaths are reported. It's not yet clear if the mosque was inside the agency's fortified compound or if it was nearby. Human rights group Amnesty International is calling on Sri Lanka's creditors to forgive some of the country's debt. It says the island nation's economic crisis has turned into a moral one. NPR's Lauren Freyer reports from Mumbai.
Amnesty International says people in Sri Lanka are, quote, on the brink of starvation, widespread malnutrition, and deep poverty. It's calling on the international community to consider all options for debt relief, including debt cancellation. That would hurt U.S. and European banks, which hold about half of Sri Lanka's debt. It would also hurt China and Japan, which hold about 10% each. But food prices have doubled in Sri Lanka, and hospitals have run out of medicine. The IMF is providing a nearly $3 billion bailout, but Sri Lanka has more than $50 billion in foreign debt. And Amnesty says the country's human rights must take priority over creditors' profits. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Mumbai.
This year's Nobel Prize in Chemistry has been awarded to 3 scientists, Morten Meldahl of Denmark, and Americans Carolyn Bertozzi and Barry Sharpless. They're being honored for research into click chemistry. It's an ingenious tool to link molecules as if they were Lego blocks. The practical applications are enormous, including the possibility of creating new medications. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.